He's in SIU, he just started, you know. And then he works part-time. And I don't see him very much anymore. Only I go over there, you know. So, we stick together. Well, I got a lot of cousins, they're all, you know. One of my brothers is in Florida, and my two nieces are here. And one is married to Steve Balin, the superintendent of schools. And the other one's in Belleville, and oh, I got cousins. But we don't get to see much of each other. I don't know why. When we were younger, we was always running to each other's house. But now, you know, if you're living in Madison and you don't have a car, you're not going to come all the way to... Well, I don't know if anybody else is going to have as good life as I did. I think I did. I was my father. Oh, my father. He always hold me in his lap and he'd bounce me up and down. And he always liked for me to rub his head. Oh, he always had headaches. And my mother used to fuss at him. Said, why are you making that kid rub your head all the time? He says, oh, that's my daughter. You just go ahead and do what you want to do and let her do it. Yeah, I liked it. That's what I'm saying. I didn't have no problems. I had six brothers. We never had no problems. I was the only girl. And I was always helping Mom, you know, when she was cooking, baking. I said, let me do it. Okay. She used to make chicken soup and then she'd make her own noodles. And I'd watch her and then she'd, you know, break an egg. And I said, well, let me do it. So I'd mix it and then we had a rolling pin, not like the rolling pin they had. She had a, like a broom handle. And roll that, you know, flour and make a great big, I guess you'd call it a noodle. Anyhow, when it dries, you cut it up, you know, fold it up and then, you know, your knife and cut it real fine. You had real good noodles and it didn't cost you just the egg and some flour. Jelly, we used to make a lot of jelly. Canned peppers. Cucumbers. The farmers used to come by, you know. And one time, Mom got some peppers and hot peppers. And I washed them, you know, I was washing them. And I got such a burn in my hands. Oh, and I didn't know what to do. So I got two jars and put water in them and stuck my hands in there and walked around. And my oldest brother came home from work. He said, what's wrong with your hands? I said, they burn. Through hot peppers. Oh, I tell you, I don't know if anybody else has, I don't know how many you interviewed, if they had as much fun as I did. It was a grand life. I was the only girl in the family, but we all, you know, respected each other. We didn't. I helped my mother with her work and got out of them shirts, ironing them. Yeah, the cuffs were stiff and the collar starched. And I learned how to iron. We didn't have ironing board either. We put a blanket on the table and a sheet and bar, you just keep turning it. And we didn't hang them on a hanger. We fold them and have a whole drawer full of shirts. My youngest brother, he worked in a flower shop and he changed every day. That was in the summer. And that woman that owned it, she said, how come you're always changing shirts every day? who does your shirts? And he says, she said, you send them to the laundry? He said, no, he said, my sister. I said, see, we help each other. It wasn't like today. The mothers go one way, like women. They get divorced or they separate and they find, they got a boyfriend. Just like the other day, some woman come by and she was looking for rent. And she lived in a trailer. You know, you saw where the trailers are, they put her out. She said she had a boyfriend, and she had twin boys and a girl. And she was looking for a house to rent. And I said, well, there's no houses here. She said, well, I can't find anything. I said, I'm sorry, I wish I could help you. You know, that house on the corner, that blue house, I said, we can't do nothing with it. The damn inspector won't approve it. They want to tear it down. That's all they think about in this town. That if you go down Needing House Avenue, you know, where the clubhouse is at, right across, well, they got a big sign on there, they're going to tear that house down. There was a grocery store at one time. Oh, I tell you, that's all that Granite is tearing down. And try to get something done. They rip you off? Yeah, they do. Like I had that porch, a new floor put on it, and I told them I wanted regular floorboards. Well, they come back with that plywood. I said, I don't want the plywood, I want the floorboards. Oh, they don't have them. They didn't want to, that was work, you know, putting the floors on. So this is easy. I tell you, whenever you have somebody do something for you, they don't do a good job. And if they do, they charge you so much.
How would you like Lincoln Place?
How would I what?
How would you like Lincoln Place to be remembered?
I still didn't understand. How would I like what?
Lincoln Place.
I like it.
How would you like it to be remembered?
How would I like to improve it or something?
To be remembered.
Wait a minute. To be, because there's too many, I don't know what, we always call them Hoosiers. That's not nice, you know, people that come from the country or something. But no, it's okay, but it's not like we had a cleaning business, you know, we had everything here. We could go down the street, go to one store or the other store, and get your groceries, and you don't even have to bring them home, they bring them for you. Well, Lincoln Place is okay, I guess it's probably better than a lot of places. Because they got a lot of foreigners here, and foreigners kind of take care of things more. We have a few black families, you know, where the plant is, that first street there, but they don't bother nobody. Yeah, in Madison, they got a lot of blacks. No, Lincoln Place, what we need is a theater. They did have a theater here at one time, but I don't know about it. We had beauty shops, barber shops. There was two barber shops, a beauty shop. We had a big old restaurant, cleaning business, a little confectionery, that, and all them taverns. And the clubhouse, and all the kids love the clubhouse. My kids went there, and then the grandkids went there. Well, they play, only thing they do now is, I think they play basketball or something. There's nothing much for little ones. See, they used to have some benches out there in the back and big tables, and they had two or three, I don't know what you call them, but they were like, we call them teachers. They take a bunch of kids, they sit around the table and they draw or color or something, they play games. It was fun. They had dances in there once in a while. But nobody dances. I don't ever hear anybody saying they're going dancing. On television, look what they do. Them girls, they expose themselves so much, and somebody, I don't know, I watch some of them shows once in a while. Like them girls, 13, 14 years old, they have babies. They don't know who the father is. Then they have one program, they take tests and find out who the father is. Oh. Now where's the mothers at? Just like my young granddaughter, you know, she's got two more years to go this year and next year. And I don't know what class she was in, you know, they always had them write like a story when you come to school, what did you see or what did you do, you know? And I don't know, I found that book and I was reading it. And I guess I wish we had the same old things and where the kids could go and have some fun. See, the city at one time said they was going to make a place where the youngsters could go, you know, and dance or skate or something. They never did anything. And where do they go? Hang around someplace on corners, smoke, drink.
So you
surprised how many young kids smoke.
So you think that Lincoln Place was better than it is
but
now?
But just like I was telling you how my daughter, you know, she'd write, and she wrote in there one time. She said, you know, we got some pregnant girls in school. And the teacher, she read that, and she said, yeah, I know. She said, we got to, you know, help them. And then she told her, she said, if you ever think of doing something like that, she said, you come and talk to me. She was only about 13, 14 years old. And I found that book, you know, that's something she was hiding because whatever she wrote, she didn't want us to know. Well, yeah, that's nothing today.
Well, thank you.